Friday. Well, you would have had to have been there.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
That's funny. What's the funniest thing ever happened to you, Jesse?
Oh, I reckon the time when Dad was a brakeman, you know, for the Mopac, and he brought some of them torpedoes home that they used to blow up to stop the train. And I took one of them things out one time, and I had a hammer and got to hitting them and making them pop. And I thought if they made a little pop, a big one ought to make a big pop. And I put a hole in there, and it went blam! And I didn't hear nothing out of the ear all day, and never did find the hammer.
That's kind of dumb, Jesse.
Hey, Mr. Buddy. What are you guys laughing at?
Jesse was just telling a funny story there. I don't reckon you know one, do you?
What kind of funny story,
well,
Joe?
Well, I don't care. Something like a minute and a half.
Well, I can't think of anything that happened to me, but I'll tell you one funny thing I saw happen to one of my teachers.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I was up there at Eastman up in Rochester, and it's snowy night, and boy, these Eastman sees right on Swan Street. Nine-story buildings on each side. Yeah, Swan Street. Well, a faculty garage is right there, and Dr. Mac Hose, who's kind of the head
Mac Hose,
he's kind of one of the head guys. He pulls out of the faculty parking lot nighttime, and the lady nearly hits him. He hits his horn and sticks right there between those buildings. Well, Rick's in off those
nothing
buildings.
Worse than a horn stuck in the snow.
No. Well, there are about five of us coming by. Hey, we were students, you know.
Yeah.
So we go to pecking on his horn, you know, trying to stop it, hitting the hood up, hitting on stuff, you know. You know what I'm saying? And that horn kept, we tapped on all this stuff for a long time, and it wouldn't stop. It's going down pitch. So this trumpet player named Charlie Fussell. He said, Dr. McHose, he said, I can cut these two wires right here, and that horn will stop. And he said, no, don't do that. Well, it came, for five more minutes. He said, okay, Charlie, cut those two wires. So Charlie went, snip, and every light on the car went out, and the horn kept going.
That's really funny. Leon, tell us that story you was telling me the other day about them boys down in the woods there.
Well, they's just walking up through the woods there, and they come up on this hill, and they see these fellas logging crew over there working.
Yeah.
And they's fixing to eat dinner, and the crew was, and these boys didn't have no dinner, and this one fella's right
there. Dinner.
Yeah, and his lunch sack was sitting there, and he got up to go get a drink of water, and one of them boys said, let's get that lunch sack while he's gone. We'll take and eat it. And they sat there and argued about it, and he come back and got his lunch and ate it up, and they didn't have none.
they didn't. Now, what'd they do?
They didn't have no dinner.
Oh.